I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brady breaks huddle at the two of Atlanta. Four-man front, single back, Brady under center, two wide near side. Edelman in motion. Brady gets the snap, pitches out wide, gets a block, cuts inside. He digs, he turns, he dives. It is a touchdown! It is a touchdown! New England wins! The Patriots have won!
The great Kevin Harlan of Westwood One on the call. Super Bowl overtime. Patriots coming all the way back from down 28-3 to beat the Falcons. Man, they still must think about that every day in Atlanta, huh? That is tough. Can you imagine if everything went right all season long? You get to the Super Bowl, you're up by 25 points, you're planning the parade route, and then you lose. We love the Super Bowl. We love football. Will we still love football in the Super Bowl as much in 20 years? I want to get into that in just a minute. Quickly, though, I got to tell you something that I found out last night that I wanted to pass along, not to get too mushy here, but I got an email from a listener who started the EMP 180 weight loss program a little bit after I did, a couple of weeks after, and he'd heard some of our spots on the air. He had a lot of weight to lose, and so I had met him the first day he came in for his consultation, and he was there with a family member. And he said, hey, man, I really haven't lost weight. I haven't, you know, had successful diets, but I know you and Danny always talk about how much you love food, and I'm very similar to you guys, and I'm actually going to try this thing because you are. I got an email from him last night. He's lost 136 pounds. Think about that. I mean, I feel really good because I've lost a little more than 60. He's lost 136 pounds. So, you know who you are. Congrats, man. Keep grinding. We email back and forth from time to time, but he's going to the gym 5 or 6 days a week. He's meticulously following the program. Could not be more proud. It's so cool when I go in there to meet all of our listeners, and it really is a life-changing thing. So congrats, and you guys can lose weight too, and you can change your life as well. But I saw that email last night. I just wanted to pass that along. 136 lbs. That's a person. That's like a decent-sized person. That's an adult petite female or something. I have never been that weight since I was like a child, so I don't know exactly what that would look like. That's crazy, though. So I wanted to pass that along. It made me feel really good yesterday. And really, it's got nothing to do with us and everything to do with the work that he has put in. All right, to the NFL. 20 years from now, is the league still going to be king? Richard Deitch of SI, he comes on Chad's show a lot. Chad Dukes versus the world 2 to 6 every day here on The Fan. He's a regular guest. He's outstanding on the radio. He's a better writer, though. And his content, typically in SI's must read. But he does a really cool thing where he does roundtables with people in the industry. And his most recent roundtable was with NFL beat writers. And he just kind of takes you inside their job. He asks questions about covering the NFL teams that they do. He asks questions about the league that you care about, but also gets insight on what their job is like, what advice they'd give to people who want to get into beat writing. And he does this for all the sports in a bunch of different kind of angles. But the recent one he did was about football. So he had a bunch of writers. Eric Branch, who covers the 49ers for the SF Chronicle. Mary Kay Cabot, we've had on the show, BrownsBeatCleveland.com. Clarence Hill Jr. has been on this show, Cowboys Beat, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. A guy named Stephen Holder, who covers the Colts in Indianapolis. A young lady with the Browns beat in the Denver Post, and then Mike Reese, who's a very popular, well-respected Patriots reporter at ESPN.com. So he asked these six different writers a slew of questions about the NFL. But the one I cared the most about that I want to discuss with you guys today is whether or not the NFL will be the country's most popular sport in 20 years. So before I launch into this with my opinion and give you what they said, just think for a second for yourself. Fast forward in 2 decades, it's 2037. I will be 49 years old. Will the NFL be America's most popular sport still? Why or why not? And you can call me if you want to weigh in on this at 800-636-1067. So I'll give you my answer in a second, but I want to tell you what some of these writers said. Covered the league most of their lives. Mary Kay Cabot says she thinks that the league will still be the most popular sport in America. She cites the popularity of fantasy football not going anywhere. She cites the growth potential of the sport in Europe. She says parents are not going to be as afraid to let their children play the game as the game gets safer and the league continues to rip away some of the damaging blows and hits to the head that cause so many injuries. She also says that the league is getting better at, but still isn't good enough at protecting quarterbacks and how important that is from a marketing standpoint. Too many QBs, according to Cabot, still get hit after the play and heads driven into the ground. She thinks that'll go away more and more over the years, and that's going to help sell the game. So she says, yeah, it'll still be the biggest. Those are some of her reasons. I agree with fantasy football, but fantasy baseball is huge too. So is fantasy basketball. So that can't be the end-all, be-all of why fantasy football is never going to not be the most popular, although I will tell you that fantasy football is certainly the most popular of the versions of fantasy sport. I don't buy the growth potential of this sport in Europe. That's a global thought. This question is about America. And I think there are as many people in this country. In this country, no ticky, no laundry. I think there's enough people in this country who don't really care about expanding the game to Europe. I'm one of them. I'm kind of over that. I'd hate a team in London full-time. I think the other points are pretty good. Clarence Hill, who I love, says, yes, absolutely, unequivocally, the game will still be number one in 20 years. He says, our thirst for football remains at an all-time high. That's the vibe I get. Now, I think occasionally you get factions of people who get disappointed in the NFL. Right now, you've got a group of people very upset that Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job collectively that have decided they're going to have a rally and they're not going to watch football. You get people occasionally after Ray Rice did something terrible that say, I'm not going to watch. Some of them stick to it. Some of them don't. A lot of them are right back cheering for the Ravens in week three. But I think as a generality, our thirst for football does remain at an all-time high. Hill is correct about that. He says the fact that the league is actually finally taking steps to make it safer will only enhance the product. I agree with that. And whether it's a real thing or it's just perceived, whether it's reality or it's perception, because I listened to an interview on a religious radio station a couple of days ago. I heard Bennett Amala was on, so I flipped over and I'm listening, and he's talking about, Bennett Amala is, of course, the doctor Will Smith played in Concussion, CTE, and all the problems with CTE. But the more we hear about the league taking CTE seriously, protecting players, I don't care how dangerous the game is, how many concussions are still happening. I don't care about the head trauma. You're going to have the perception like I do that the league cares and it's rooting as many of the problems out of the game as possible from a health standpoint. And that's going to enhance the product. I believe that. He says the NFL gives you the drama of WWE. True. In-your-face physicality of mixed martial arts. Correct. Grace of the NBA. Agreed. Speed and skill of soccer all rolled into one. I think that's beautifully said. All but one of the writers here agreed that football will still be king in 20 years. One didn't. And it's not a surprise as to why they feel like it won't. It was Eric Branch who covers the 49ers in the San Francisco Chronicle. But he has some pretty interesting evidence here that I had not heard about. Here's what Eric Branch says. He says, no, it will not be king. Perhaps it's foolish to predict a dip in popularity for a sport with the NFL's revenue stream and ability to get strong TV ratings from its product at its worst preseason games, awful Week 11 games between two terrible teams. He says, still, it's not a stretch to think that the NBA will overtake it in 2037. And for the record, I think if something does, it will be basketball. He says, safety concerns are already creating a significant dip in popularity at all levels. Particularly the lower levels. The game is not being played as much by kids as it once was. At what point does that hinder talent pool? At what point do kids start choosing other games? And how long does it take then for that to become a major concern for Roger Goodell? He writes, in the Bay Area, Novato High, which I haven't heard of, but follow this, a recent prep powerhouse has considered not fielding a varsity team this season due to a lack of participation. A powerhouse at the prep level saying that they may not be able to field a team because of a lack of participation. It says similar stories are taking part around the country. Now, I haven't heard about a whole lot of those, but they are out there supposedly. And he refers to a shriveling talent pool that could knock the NFL off its throne. So here is my question to you. This is a beat writer saying this. Answer the question Deitch posed to them. And I'm going to give you my answer next as well, but I want to hit the phones on this hard. 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines. Fast forward to 2037, 20 years from now, is the NFL still number one? Why or why not? On the verge, the eve, the precipice of a new preseason for the Redskins, I ask you this in 2017. Look into the future. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.